This is an Enterprise Technology Management podcast, the independent resource for IT executives.
Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by Enterprise Technology Management, or ETM, a magazine and website for IT executives. Through ETM's exclusive podcasts, you'll hear updates, information, tips and suggestions from thought leaders and analysts, giving you the edge to succeed in the IT field. From developing strategies to making cost-effective purchase decisions, ETM assists in managing an organization's projects via independent world-leading research and vendor thought leadership. My name is Ali Claver. I'm the managing editor of ETM, and I'll be hosting this podcast. With me today via phone conference is Wim Jongman and Marco Koch. They're both owners of Remain Software as managing director. Wim is responsible for R&D, roadmap and services. Marco is responsible for sales, marketing and communication. So welcome, Wim and Marco. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
We're also joined today by Utku Alatash, who is the project manager at Ishbank, and he will be joining us on a few of the questions later on in the podcast just to talk about specific case study with Ishbank, which is fantastic. So at the start, we'll be talking about Remain Software, and we'll be highlighting exactly what they offer and why it works. So let me jump straight into the first question. This is for Marco. So can you tell me, who is Remain Software? What do you offer, and why does it matter?
Remain Software is an independent software vendor with a focus on software change management. Our company was founded in 1992, so we have a long history and a serious customer track record. Fantastic names in the industry. So our focus is software change management, and in particular on the IBM System I marketplace. We started with our solutions on the AS400 years and years ago, but today it's on the mid-range platform called IBM System I. We have an interesting solution to offer. Our functionality is broad. If you look at the field of competition, we can say we belong to the top five in the world. So we are an independent IBM business partner. We have a broad partner network covering Asia Pacific, the US and Europe. And perhaps in the very near future, also Latin America.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Marco. It sounds like you've got a strong company history, which is great. Let me move on to your customers, and I'll also pose this question to you, Marco, again. What is the profile of your customers, and who is really looking at your solutions today?
Our customers have an IBM mid-range platform to run their critical business applications on. And what they are looking for is to improve the software development and the quality. If they deliver the software and the quality is not high, they will get not a happy customer after all. This also applicable for customers who have software from third parties, because they really like to check if the software works fine after an upgrade. So it is not only meant for companies who develop their own software, but also for companies who buy software from third parties. Another issue is that companies like to be SOX compliant. They have regulations, banks, for example, they have to be compliant to Basel II, those things more. So if companies are looking for legacy innovation or legacy modernization, they need a software change management tools to support the process.
Thank you, Marco. I'd love to move on to Wim now. I know, Wim, you're responsible for R&D, roadmap and services, as we talked about before. So customers are your area as well, but what really keeps your customers busy, especially in the current market?
If you look at the name of our company, it's called Remain, and Remain is, we have put a little bit of thought in that. And Remain is, of course, the word is to stay in itself, an acronym for a term Release Management International, so R-E-M-A-Y-N, Release Management International. And release management can be looked at in two ways. You have the management of software releases, but also to release the management of the burden of a lot of stress by doing an automated software change management system. It more or less comes out in the name. And so what you see, what keeps our customers busy is that they have a lot of programmers, and all of the programmers need to be synchronized so that they do not work on the same piece of code. Also, what keeps our customers busy is that they have a lot of target deployment. So they have one development machine and a lot of remote production sites where they have to deliver the software in time and without problems. Customer needs to change an important database, then of course he needs to have what the impact of such a change is. And all this stuff is what our customers are looking at. So how can we make the software development process easier for everybody? So for the developers, for the management, and finally also for the end user.
You're looking at addressing a wide range of issues there. So I know you have to be flexible and pretty versatile. And I know we have Utku Alatash online with us. So I'd love to hear a case study that really highlights what you can do. Is that possible?
Let me give an introduction. The reason why we asked Utku is because this was my last implementation. Of course, with our team, we also do a lot of implementation, but this was mine, so I did this personally. And it was in Frankfurt, and the ES Bank, they had a lot of questions. So how can we make a more solid software lifecycle from production to development and doing testing and then finally roll back into production again? But also, how can we assure our auditors that we are delivering the program changes in a correct way? So this was our major challenge at ES Bank, and maybe Utku, you can tell us a little bit about that.
And hello, this is Utku Alatash from ES Bank, and it's great to be here. ES Bank, let me give you a brief introduction about our company. ES Bank GmbH is a subsidiary of Türkiye İş Bankası, which is the biggest bank in Turkey right now in terms of assets. And although we are a small bank, the regulations are still as tight. And let me give you a brief introduction about our IT infrastructure. Right now, we have a core banking application that is multi-environment and a multi-language solution and is hosted on a systemized server. And this software was bought about 10 years ago along with its source code and have been developed in-house for over 10 years. So we have also some virtual environments, but from our development point of view, almost all of our development effort is systemized. And before TDOMS, our change management procedures included partly self-generated programs and partly manual processing. This, of course, as we all know, can lead to both inconsistencies and may create some operational risks. Although we are a relatively small size organization, as I mentioned before, the regulations are tight. We are audited quite frequently, usually multiple times each year, both by Turkish and German authorities. And this creates lots of overhead in both validating and porting our software development efforts. By validation, I mean the traceability of any software change performed and user tests related to this change and the deployment of this change to the production environment. And most of our development is outsourced to IT of our mother company, and we previously had to authorize our developers with some production authorities, which is an absolute no-no for the auditors. So also, with our relatively small team, we have to respond to many user requests, and we already put over 30 user change requests with TDOMS, and we have been using TDOMS for only about 2 months now. And a change management tool was definitely needed to automate the manual steps. And our management have been investing in technology infrastructure lately. It was meant to improve our customer services. And in this context, we have tried to improve our software development lifecycle. And that's when we really first looked into a change management tool.
Interesting to note about the implementation at ES Bank is that we had needed to be on a no-nonsense basis, okay? So these guys already knew about the software development infrastructure. They have laid down already a application lifecycle. It was multilingual, multi-company, and the next audit was going to be in May, something like that. So we had about 3 weeks to secure their implementation. And this was also one of the things that is really a unique selling point in our product, is that we can change our system to the needs and the infrastructure of the customer, and we don't normally need to change anything on the customer side. So in this way, we can secure quick implementations. So we were there for about 3 weeks of consultancy, maybe a little bit less, and they are now running the production side.
That is a fantastic case study. Thank you, Wim, and thank you, Utku. So you're talking about fast implementation, and really it's only been running for around 2 months, I think you said. So you're actually looking at quite fast results, which is just fantastic. Marco, I'd love to turn question number five to you. Why did your customers choose Remain Software and your software change management solution? And hopefully we can also talk to Utku in this question as well. I'd love to get his opinion.
What I would say, what is more convincing than having a customer on board? Hopefully, Utku, you can tell something about the human side, who we are, what we do, how we look at services, and what you think about our solution, how the solution can help you to provide you the high quality of your software deliveries.
Why did we select TDOMS? And one of the main reasons that why we selected TDOMS that it supports IDOS, our main core banking software development tool, which is a 4GL language. And most of our development efforts are based on this tool. It was a must for us to find a change management system that supports IDOS. With this support, we were able to get a grip on all related objects for a project in IDOS. And this makes it really very easy to get started, to have cross references, and it's really handy to follow the relationship among all objects in your development environment. And we still use PDM, which is a green screen development tool, to develop our programs. And with the TDOMS's rational integration with TDOMS Workbench, it may be quite handy if at one point we switch to rational development environment. And implementation, we had a one-week-long training for user and administrators. And after some time, we felt that TDOMS met and exceeded our requirements. We had about a week-long workshop with Vim to configure our final structure. And we have been using the product in production since. And although it has seen a limited time of production use, it's, as I mentioned, around 2 months now, we were able to perform most of our configuration changes ourselves after initial setup. Any minor issues that exceeded experience was addressed swiftly by Remain Software, and our customer support experience till this point has been excellent. And in this respect, we are really glad that we made the decision to go on with TDOMS.
When you look at one of the issues we had to address, it was the IDOS software development environment. And when you look at the strategy of Remain Software, we have always been focused on the integration of with 4GL languages running on the system-wide platform. So people who are looking for a solution that can support Lanza, for example, or CA Plex or CA2E or Magic, we can support it. So this is a situation that a customer says, hey, you can really deliver a solution we like to have.
Exactly. It's sounding like a strong solution. And case study from Utku, it really highlights that, I think. Now, I'd love to address the bottom line quickly, if we can, for question six. And Marco, I'll throw this question out to you again. What is the added value or the ROI of your solution?
If you do an investment in our solution, we can give you a realistic estimate that the investment will be paid back in a 12-month period. But that's not only what we say. If customers are looking for quality and they like to improve the quality, then they can improve the quality with our software. We help them to speed up the time to market. If they have to deliver software and they have to face a lack of quality in the software, and we can help them to improve it, their time time to market will be speed up. Another issue is the auditors, internal and external auditors. If you have to be compliant to SOX regulation or Basel II for banks, then the auditors will be happy because they see a solution which enables the management to get full insight in what happens with the changes. So the traceability is there. So an auditor don't need to stay 1 week or 2 weeks at a company, but after a couple of days, he will be satisfied and happy with the results.
Well, you've raised some really good points there about ROI. And as you say, ROI of 12 months nowadays is probably, I would say, a big call. But if you can deliver on that, then that is absolutely fantastic. It's a very impressive solution. Wim, for our final question, I always like to look into the future. I would love to know where you see yourselves in 2011, and even go beyond that if you can. That would be great.
It's always a little bit difficult to look in the glass ball, especially when it concerns the future. Because especially in our industry, there are a lot of things happening, but we have some clear visions about the future. And the vision is that most of our customers are not running on single platforms anymore. So it will be a multi-platform future. And I'm not just saying system and a Windows PC, but many different flavors of that, like smartphones, iPhones, iPads, the new Google phones. There will be a lot of targets where software has to perform day-to-day business needs. And that is the aim of our future development. So we are currently building a multi-platform software change management system, or maybe application lifecycle product with the code name Gravity. And it focuses on this aspect. So from one point, get a grip all your production environments, whether that is on a mainframe or on a smartphone. We also take good notice of what the industry leaders do. For example, IBM is now focused in the system I market on EGL. So this will be in the next maintenance release, which will come out in about a month. This will be something that that we will address. But we also look at what others do, like Long's Microsoft, Computer Associates. So if they create a solution, we want to be the ones that have a management solution for that really fast. We have been building our new product with the code name Gravity. I don't know if I already mentioned that. New product has the code name Gravity, and with the slogan Gravity holds everything together. And there will be a software development kit where it's easier for tool builders to connect to. So we have a lot of things to do. If I look now in our development room, a lot of developers are busy with the latest and the greatest. And yeah, we are very confident in the future.
Very impressive. You've got some huge developments coming up, and they're reaching across the global market. So I really look forward to seeing what you achieve in the next few years. So thank you for that. Well, that concludes our podcast with Wim Jongman and Marco Koch from Remain Software. A thank you must also go out to Utku Alatash from Isbank for also joining us today. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you all today about what Remain Software offers, and I hope to hear more from you in the future. So thank you again.